Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Revi of Parsha's Naso, Ve'edaber HaShem HaMoshe Lemor, Dabra B'nei Yisrael, Ve'emarta Lehem Ish Ish, Ki Sishte Ishto Vo Ma'al. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, each man should their woman be Sishte and commit a trespass against him. Rashi says, well, what's going on over here? Why do we learn this parsha? Well, right before we spoke about the importance of giving the Kohanim their Matnas Kahuna, and if you don't, Rashi says, that you're going to need the Kohen to sort out this messy situation with your wife. Rashi says, why does it say Ish twice? To teach you that she transgresses against both her husband below and her husband above, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ish Milamata and the Ish Milamala. What does Sishte mean? Sishte seems to be some type of crime, and Rashi explains it as adultery and seduction, and he says that it's also cognate to the word insanity, madness, shtus. So one only performs an avera, a spirit of folly and madness enters them. Sishte also, Rashi says, can mean a departure from the ways of modesty. Shachav ish osa shechvat zara v'ne'elam me'ene isha v'nistra v'hi nitma'a v'eid ein ba v'hi lo nispasa. And a man lay with her, and they had intercourse, and her husband does not know, and they hid it. However, she v'nitma, she was defiled, and there's no witness. More, she was not raped. Rashi says, Shachav Ish means that it has to be an adult male who is with her. It has to be hidden from his eyes to exclude somebody who cannot see. And even if there is only one witness, while we normally require two, one witness will be enough to give testimony against her, and she was not subject to the Sota ceremony, which we will see very shortly. She furthermore explains that there's no witness to the fact that she had intercourse with this man, but there are witnesses to testify that she closed herself off with this man. Ve'avar alav ruach kina v'kinei es ishto v'hi nitma, o'avar alav ruach kina v'kinei es ishto v'hi lo nitma. Pass over this man a spirit of jealousy, and he will be jealous against his wife, and she has become tame. But before this has happened, he had already suspected her and warned her before she had become tamea. Ve'hevi ha'ish es ishto el ha'kohen ve'hevi es korbana alea asiri se'efa kemach se'orim lo yitzok alav shemen v'lo yiten alav levona ki mincha kinasu minchas zikaron maskeras avon. And this man will bring his wife to the Kohen, and he will bring her korban, a tenth of an ephah of barley flour, which does not have oil poured upon it, nor will there be frankincense placed upon it, because it is a meal offering of jealousies, a meal offering of memory that recalls her sin. She says, what does this mean, a barley offering and not regular wheat offering, because she committed an animalistic act, and therefore a korban is an animal fodder korban. Why is there no oil brought in it? Because the act that she committed was in the dark, since oil is used for light, definitely back in the day, and she did something in the dark, so therefore there's no oil, there's no frankincense, no levana, because the imahos were called frankincense, as a beautiful aroma, and she deviated from their ways. Why is it called a meal offering of jealousies? Because it reminds us of the two jealousies, her husband and Ava Kadosh Baruch Hu, that who are both upset in the way that she's behaving. Vikrivo sa hakohen vehemida lifnei Hashem. And the Kohen will bring either her or the Korban. It seems to be a machlokas. Ibn Ezra says it's Korban. Chazal seem to say it's her. Vehemida lifnei Hashem. And it will be placed before Hashem. Or alternatively, she will stand before Hashem. Lakach hakohen mayim kedoshim bechli chares min haofar asher ye bekarka hamishkan yikach hakohen v'nasan el hamayim. And the Kohen will take holy waters in a earthenware vessel from the dirt that will be in the floor of the Mishkan, and the Kohen will take it and place it in the water. What are the holy waters? These are the holy waters from the waters from the Kior, because the Kior was made out of the mirrors of the women from when they were in Mitzrayim, and while they maintained fidelity with their husband and tried to keep the relationship alive, this one, the Sota, did not follow in their ways. But she says, what's the message of the earthenware vessel where she served her seducer, her fellow adulterer, with fine vessels and wine, this fine vessels? Here she will drink water in a pottery earthenware vessel. Hamid haKohen esaisha lifnei Hashem ufara es rosh haisha v'nasan al kapea es minchas hazikaron minchas kinos he ubiyad haKohen yihiu mei hamarim hamarim, and the Kohen will make the woman stand before Hashem. He will uncover or undo her hair, and he will place in her hands the meal offering of remembrance, the meal offering of jealousy. And in the hands of the Kohen will be the bitter waters that are cursing. Rashi is following Chazal and arguing with the Ibn Ezra over here and saying, well, didn't we just have her stand before the before Hashem? So Rashi explains, going with Chazal and saying that this was her in the previous pasuk also, that she was made to stand before Hashem, and that they're moving her around from place to place in order that she should feel sad and she should feel confused and admit to what she did. What does it mean, uncover her hair or undo her hair? So here it can mean to undo her braid in order to embarrass her or to uncover. And we see that from here that it is a bizayon for her to have her hair uncovered like that. She explains that the location is Shar Nicanor, which is the gate of the Azara, the eastern gate, where all would go in. Again, so the offering is placed in her hands, again, to try to shake her in order that she should break it down her abstinence so that we don't have to do the Sota procedure and to dissolve the Shem Hashem, which we don't want to do unless it's necessary. Why they call the bitter waters? Because she will meet a bitter fate at the end if she drinks them. Why are they cursed waters? Well, she says it's not cursed waters because they come from the Kiyah, they are holy, but they are waters that bring a curse. But the waters themselves are not a curse. Hishbiya osach kohen ve'omar el ha'isha im lo shecha ve'ish osach v'im lo sasis Tuma tachas ishech hinaki me hamarim hamarim haela. And the Kohen will cause her to swear, and he will say to this woman, if you did not sleep with this man, and if you did not perform an act of madness, of impurity, of tuma under your husband, you will be absolved with these bitter waters that bring a curse. And Rashi says that we also learn the opposite, that if she did sleep with him, she would be executed, she would get choked. However, the mitzvah is to begin a capital crime with the opportunity to find a schus. V'yat ki satis tachas ishech v'chi nitmeis v'iten ishbach es shechavto mibaladei ishech. And if you did act adulterously under your husband, and if you are Tmeya, and the man was with you besides your husband, Vishbiya HaKohen Esayisha Bishfuas Ha'ala Va'ama HaKohen Le'isha Yiten Hashem Osach La'ala V'Lishfua Besoch Amech V'Seis Hashem Es Yerichech Nofas V'Zbinech Tzava. And the Kohen will cause her to swear with this oath of a curse. And the Kohen will say, let God place you as a curse and as an oath amongst your people when Hashem causes your thigh to fall and your stomach to explode. Rashi says, what does this mean? Let Hashem place you as a curse amongst your people, that people will curse you, curse that each other using this woman's name. Or as an oath, I did not do such a thing like that woman did. Rashi then asks, well, why the thigh first and then the stomach? Because the first part of the body that was doing the Avera was the thigh first and then the stomach. Uvau hamayim hamarim ha'ela b'me'ayach l'tzpos beten v'lin pol yarech v'amra ha'isha amen amen. And these waters that bring the curse will come to your innards to explode your stomach and cause your thigh to fall, and the woman will say, amen, amen. Rashi says, why amen twice? Number one is accepting the oath. One amen is on the curse, and one is on the oath. One is if it's with this suspected man, or if it's some other man. V'chasav esa'alo sa'ela ha'kohen b'sefer umacha el mei hamarim. The Kohen will write these curses in a book and cause them to be erased in the bitter waters. Fishka es ha'isha es mei hamarim hama'arim uva'u va'hamayim hama'arim lemarim. And they will force the women to drink the bitter waters that bring a curse, and these waters that bring a curse that are bitter will go within her. Rashi says, this is not in order. Let me explain to you what the order is, Rashi says. First, they bring the mincha, and then they give her the waters. But here, the pasuk is telling and warning us what will happen. And it says they will go within her. This means throughout her entire body, not just her legs and her stomach, but the rest of her will also bulge and blow up. Since the thigh and the stomach were the first to do the avera, that's where they get called out. And the Kohen will take the meal offering from the woman, this meal offering of jealousy, and he will wave this meal offering before Hashem, and then he will bring it on the Mizbeach. Rashi adds that she will wave it as well, and it will be brought on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. And the Kohen will take the handful of the flour of the mincha, and he will burn it on the mizbeach, and afterwards they will make the woman drink the water. V'yishkah es hamayim, v'yisa im nitma, v'timol ma'al b'yisha, uva uva hamayim hamarim lamarim matzavsa bitna hanafna l'yirecha v'haisa ha'isha la'ala b'kerav ama. And they will make her drink the water, and it will be if she was tamei and she committed a trespass against her husband, and the waters will go within her, the waters that bring a curse as they are bitter, and her stomach will bulge, and her thigh will fall down, and this woman will be a curse amongst her nation. Rashi says that, here we say that we will even make her drink. If she says, I am not drinking, then we will even force her mouth open and force it down. Unless she says, no, I'm tamei. And if she says, I'm tamei, then we won't make her drink it. Rashi says the order again is reversed and speaks of the stomach first, because even though the curse was is that the thighs will go first and then the stomach, however, the water checks the person as it goes through the body, not the other way around. V'imlo nitma ha'isha u'tahara hi v'niksa v'nizra zara. And if she was not tamea and she was tahora, then she will be cleansed of this suspicion, and she will conceive. Rashi says that she was not tamea from this situation where she was locked up with a guy and we didn't know what happened in there. So this is the sota test is a way to find out what happened if we have no witnesses and she's refusing to say. And then it says that she's not tamea and she's tahor to tell us that She was never became tamei from anything else either, any other extramarital relationship. And she will conceive, but it's a double language of conceiving, is to tell you that if she usually would give birth and it would be painful, here it would be easy. Zos Toros HaKinaos Asher Tiste Isha Tachas Isha Nitma. This is the law of jealousies, that where a woman has gone astray beneath her husband and become tamei. O isha sher tavor alav ruach kinas v'kina es ishto v'minas a isha lifnei Hashem v'asala hakohen es kol hatara hazos. Or a man, when he will have a spirit of jealousy and is jealous against his wife, and he will have his wife stand before Hashem, and the kohen will do all of this, these laws. V'nika ha'ish me'avon v'isha ha'hi tisa es avona. And the man will be cleared of sin, and the woman will bear her sin. Which is what this pasuk means that if the man has her checked with these waters, he shouldn't be afraid to say, "I've caused her to die." He doesn't bear a culpability for being concerned where she's acted in a way that it would suggest that she was not faithful, and if she dies as a result of that, it's not his fault. Furthermore, it also can mean that somebody who has had an adulterous relationship is usher to her husband and to her adulterer. But after she's taken these waters, she's once again permitted to be with her husband. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Dabar al b'nei Yisrael v'amart alehem ish. O Isha ki yafli lindur neder nazir lahazir lahashem. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, a man or a woman, if they shall express to make a vow, to a vow of Nazirism, to become a Nazir to Hashem. The word yafli, express, tells us that why is Nazir next to Sota? Anyone who sees a Sota and sees what damage can be caused will immediately usher himself from drinking wine, because that's probably what got her in this whole situation. So the Nazir's prohibition of drinking wine, Rashi says, is a byproduct of understanding that what wine can do and make a person out of control. Rashi says, Neder Nazir means that a person will make an oath to separate themselves, because the word Nazir means preacher, means to be separate. Here that he's separating from wine. But also the second clause where it says lahazir, so what does that second mean? Means to separate himself from the wine in order to be l'shem shamayim. It's not just I don't want to drink wine, but I don't want to drink wine because I want to be separate for Hashem. Miyayin v'shechar yazir hachomet v'yayin v'chomet shechar lo yishta v'chol mishras anavim lo yishte va'anavim lachim v'yveshim lo yochel. From wine or from intoxicating products, he will separate himself. From vinegar, wine, and the vinegar of intoxicating products, and any time grapes are soaked, he shall not drink those. And the grapes, whether they are wet or whether they are dry, he shall not eat. Jesus, what's the difference between yayin and shechar? Yayin and shechar is the difference between new wine and older wine. Shechar is older wine. And even if the soaking of grapes, Rashi says, that mishras is like dying in the water such that it takes on the color of the grapes. Chol yimei Yisrael mikol asher yaseh migefen hayayin mecharzanim v'yadzog lo yochel. All the days of his Nazirism, from all of these that are come from the vine of the grapes, from the pits to the skins, he shall not consume. Ko yimei neder nizro ta'ar lo yavor al rosho ad malos hayamim asher yazir l'Hashem kadosh yihya gadel para sa'ar rosho. All the days of his oath of Nazirism, a blade will not pass over his head until the completion of the days that he swore Nazirism to Hashem. He will be holy as his hair, the shock of hair that is on his head. Rashi says it will be holy, meaning the hair itself will be holy, and the word para, meaning a growth of hair, is anything more than 30 days. Kol yemei nizro l'Hashem al nefesh meis lo yavo. All the days of his Nazarism to Hashem, he will not come to the tuma of a dead body. La'aviv u'le'imo la'achiv u'la'achoso lo yitma lahem b'mosam ki nezer elokav al rosho. For his father or mother or brother or sister, he will not become tamei if they were to die, because the Naziris, the crown of Naziris of his God, is upon his head. Kol yimei nizro kadosh hu la'Hashem. All the days of his Nazirism, he is holy to Hashem. Rashi says, what does this mean, that he is holy? This is Kedusha Saguf. He's not allowed to become tamei for dead people. V'chi yamos meis alav befeta pisom v'timei rosho nizro v'gilach rosho b'yom taraso b'yom hashvi'i yigalachenu. And if it will happen that somebody will die suddenly before him and be metame the crown of hair on his head, he will shave his head on the day of his purification from the tumas mace, and he will cut his hair. He will shave his hair. Rashi says the word feta and pitom both connote a surprise, but feta means totally not his fault, and pitom means accidentally. It was his fault, but he didn't know what he was doing. Or Rashi says you could say it's all just one thing that sort of happened. When it says that someone will die on him, means that in the ohel, the same enclosure that he's in. V'yom hashmini yavo shte surim o shnei b'nei yona el kohen el pesach ohel moed. And on the eighth day, he'll bring two turtle doves or two doves to the kohen, to the entrance of the ohel moed. And the Kohen will make one echatas offering and one an ola offering, and he will atone for him that he sinned regarding the soul, meaning becoming tamei, and he will sanctify his head on that day. What does it mean that he sinned on the soul? Because Rashi says he wasn't careful regarding the tumas meis. Rabbi Elazar HaKafar says that it's because he pained himself to stay away from wine. It doesn't mean he will sanctify his head. It means to return to his Nazirite status and begin the count again. V'yizir la'Hashem es yimei nizro v'vi keves ben shnaso la'asham v'yamim harishonim yiplu ki tamei nizro. And he will be a Nazir to Hashem in the days of his Naziris, and he will bring a 1-year-old sheep as a sin offering, as an asham offering, and the first days will fall away because his naziris was tamei, or his crown of hair was tamei. V'zos toros ha-nezir b'yom melos yimei nizro yavioso el pesach ohel moed. And this is the law of the nazir on the day of the completion of his days of naziris. He will bring it to the entrance of the tent of meeting. Rashi asks, what will he bring? He'll bring himself. He adds, this is one of the three esem that Rabbi Yoshua explains. V'kriviz korbanu la'Hashem keves ben shnasot samim echad la'ola v'chavsa achas bas shnasat mima l'chatas v'ya echad tamim l'shlamim. And he will bring his korban to Hashem, a sheep, 1 year old, which is blemishless, for an ola consumed offering, and a female sheep, 1 year old, again blemishless, for a chatas, and one ram, blemishless, for a shlamim offering. V'sal matzos, solas chalos belula b'shemen, ruakike matzos b'shuchim b'shamen, u'minchasam v'nizkehem. And a basket of matzos, of fine wheat, loaves that are mixed with oil, and wafers of matzos that are anointed with oil, the meal offering, and their wine offerings. She says, what are the meal offering and the wine offerings? These are for the ola and the shlomim. Fekri of a kohen lifnei Hashem va'asa es chataso v'esolaso. And the kohen will bring these korbanos before Hashem, and he will make the chatas and the ola offering. V'esha'ayel ya'aseh zevach shlomim la'Hashem al sal matzos, and the ram, he will make a shlamim offering to Hashem, and the basket of matzos, the Kohen will make as and its meal offering and its wine offerings. Rashi says that he should have intent when shechting the animals that he's going to eat them with all of this bread. V'gilach ha-nazir pesach ha-omoyed es rosh nizro v'nasan al ha-esh tachas ha-zebach ha-shlamim. And the Nazir will shave his hair in the entrance of the Ohel Moed, and he will take the hair and place it on the fire below the Zebach HaShlamim, below the Shlamim Korban. Rashi says, why don't he do it Mamash in the Azara? And it's because it's not Bechavodik. Rather, both of them are the shechting and the hair cutting is done at the entrance, and then it's taken and placed on under the pot that they would cook the Shlamim in, as the shlamim of the Nazir would be cooked in the Azara. And the Kohen needs to take from the leg after it was cooked and wave it before Hashem. Lakacha Kohen is Azroa, B'Shela, Min Ha'ayel, V'Chalos Matzos, Achas, Min Asal, V'Kiki Matzah, Achas, V'Nasan Al Kapi HaNazir, Achar, Hisgal Hachto, Es Nizro. And the Kohen will take the leg that is cooked from the ram and one of the unleavened loaves and one of the wafer loaves, and they will place it on the hand of the Nazir after he shaved his hair. V'nifosam ha-Kohen t'nufa lifnei Hashem kodesh hu l'Kohen al-achazeh ha-t'nufa v'al-shok ha-truma v'achar yishteh ha-Nazir yayin. And the Kohen will wave them, a waved offering before Hashem. It is holy to the Kohen on the chest of the animal and the leg, which is part of the Matnas Kahuna, the Truma, from this. And after, the Kohen will drink wine. She says there's an extra leg, which the Kohen gets, not just the front right leg and the chest of the animal, but also the other leg the Kohen gets as well, on top of that. Zos Toras HaNazir Asher Yidor Korbano LaHashem Al Nizro Milvad Asher Tasi Yado Kifi Nidro Asher Yidor Kain Ya'aseh Al Toras HaNazir. This is the law of the Nazir, who, in order regarding his Korban to Hashem, except that which he can reach in accordance with his Neder that he swore, so he will do regarding the Torah of the Nazir. Rashi says there's a variance going on over here, that this is the halacha if he doesn't specify anything else, but if he starts to add different things, well, then that's what will be the korbanos that he will bring. But this is the baseline of the korbanos that he will bring. V'yedaber Hashem al Moshe l'mor, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el Aaron v'el banav l'mor kosev archulis b'nei Yisrael amor lahem. Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, this is how you shall bless B'nai Yisrael. Say to them. Rashi says that they shall not give the bracha very quickly and confused and jumping, but rather with kavana and with a whole heart. Berechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Hashem should bless you and he should guard you. Rashi says, bless you means with property. Guard you so that nobody should come and take your money. Hashem should protect all of your possessions. Ya'er Hashem panav elecha v'chuneka. Hashem should turn his face, light up his face to you, and give you chen, and give you grace. Rashi says this means that he should show you constantly a happy, benevolent face, and give you chen, and give you grace, and give you chen, which is, grace is not the best translation, but he should give you favor, he should give you chen, he should be bachent. Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. Hashem should lift up his face to you and should give to you peace. Rashi says this means that he should conquer his anger and only give you blessing.